Dr. Sebik, taking an office note on patient Carolina Sandoval, S-A-N-D-O-V-A-L, Carolina, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-A. Date of birth is 5/27/1929. Date of service is 1/31/2024. Pre-break of the patient presents to my office. Because an elevated serum creatinine, her past medical history includes hypertension for several years, period, and low back pain with sciatica, period. Past surgical history includes cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, pre-paragraph allergies, non-drug allergies, pre-paragraph social history. Patient lives in Mexico, currently visiting with family. She has total of 3 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, drug use, family history, father's health unknown, mother had cancer, 2 sisters had cancer, pre-paragraph. Review system reveals no headache, vision is okay, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, occasional cough. Positive heartburn, occasional, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation, no diarrhea. Nocturia times 2 at night, no straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying. She does not have any incontinence. She does have low back pain with sciatica radiating to the right lower extremity, for which she has been taking ibuprofen 400 mg twice a day for 6 months in the past, and after that 3 times a week. Period. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. On physical exam, her vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils now active to let an accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and anteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid V bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosal and pharyngeal erythema noted, pupagraph neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, normal S1S2, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly. No guarding rebound or rigidity, extremities is no edema, lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, neuro exam is non-focal. Current medications include amlodipine 5 mg and lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20/12.5 once a day per program. Investigations show the following. White count 5.9, hemoglobin 11.8, platelet count is 196. Blood sugar 94, BUN 23, creatinine 1.33, GFR of 39 milliliter per minute, calcium is 11.1 with an albumin of 5, normal liver enzymes, pure paragraph. Your analysis shows no proteinuria. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, most likely this is secondary to NSAID use. We are going to do a full urinary workup, however, to rule out other possibilities. Patient was counseled about NSAIDs and a list of NSAIDs medication were given to avoid pre-paragraph. Next diagnosis is hypercalcemia, most likely secondary to hydrochlorothiazide use. We are going to discontinue hydrochlorothiazide at this time. Next, hypertension, uncontrolled. We're going to DC hydrochlorothiazide as above and give her lisinopril 20 mg daily. I'm going to increase her amlodipine to 10 mg at bedtime. Pre-paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in around 2 to 3 weeks to follow up on the workup earlier if need be and report. Thanks.